Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. It's 6 p.m. on Sunday, and this is the Sunday show on Here Be Monsters Radio, with my co-hosts, Jack Jodell and Wayne Johnson. Today we've chosen a topic, hope to have some callers again. We've chosen a topic about really what we're talking about is the bickering on the left side of the argument is that we're in politics in this country. On the left, you find progressives, liberals, Democrats, and what I would call also the uber left, a lot of people who consider themselves social Democrats, socialists, and communists. And they're all, that's great because this is America. You are allowed to be that. You are allowed to follow whichever way you wish the wagon down the road and vote that way too and get on a soapbox for it. But the soapbox they pulled out this past week over a counterpunch, calling people who actually believe that something is going on here as far as Russia goes and Mr. Putin goes, as a new brand of McCarthyism or McCarthyites can kiss my motherfucking ass, what they can do. I got to tell you, this is how it works, folks. The Mueller investigation is relying on FBI evidence gathering, not CIA intel gathering and assessments. Those are only pointers. Prosecutorial evidence has to be collected. Now, 21 indictments so far and 9 guilty pleas have resulted in this investigation into Russian interference, prognosticating that it's all based in propagandists to say that the FBI is manufacturing evidence that those who have pled guilty have just laid down and taken it, and that the evidence has been collected with the assist of intel gathering. That's just how these agencies work and always have and should. Intel says that this is what we have found out, and law enforcement seeks to confirm that with evidence. The prosecutor proceeds with warrants to collect the evidence and subpoenas to bring them to court and face their charges. That's how it works. Now, if there's something hinky, then blame the freaking judges who allowed the evidence to be gathered and they brought them before them to be charged. That's where the conspiracy would lie. The fact is, in according to law and according to terra firma here, the facts are Russia has interfered, and under the direct guidance of Mr. Putin, has interfered not just with American electoral system and government operations, but also most of Western democracies have faced the same challenge with the cyber warfare. The other part about this is, which should give these assholes something to get tight about, is that they have hacked our power grid system, they have hacked our air controlling system, they've gotten in several government agencies, and the Republicans at this point are doing everything they can to prohibit monies and funding and further use of any agency to protect us from this hacking. That, to me, personally, and yeah, you can call me personally a McCarthyite if you wish from my stance on this, because it isn't so far backed up by evidence except for the actions of these legislators. But I say they're effing traitors. Traitors. The Republicans,
I agree.
Traitors. And a lot of Democrats can sit in that boat too, as far as I'm concerned with what action and inaction there has been so far in all of this. But to call people McCarthyites, especially all of the progressive new candidates that have gotten on the roll, you know, Jack, I think
that's irresponsible as hell.
Masturbation. All they care about is intellectualizing politics to the uber left so that they can hear the sound of their own voices. Yeah. I mean, really,
Gwen,
as you know, I actually work in the electrical infrastructure grid industry, you know, upgrading systems and stuff. I'm even on a team that's looking into how to protect ourselves from the Russian hacking. And I can tell you with all authority and confidence, with actual fact numbers, of Russia alone is attacking our U.S. electrical infrastructure grid to the tune of 2,000 times minimum per week, every week. That's not counting North Korea and China, too, on top of that. That's just Russia alone. With 2,000 times per week, they're trying to hack into our electrical grid.
And the Republicans are preventing legislation going forth to enable the cyber security that we require, all because of this agenda of theirs to support the profiteering and pay-for-play that is nothing but Republican politics from the top down right now. That's all it is.
Well, they want to hold on to power as long as they can, and they'll use any method they can to do it. And they see any anti-Trump thing as being dangerous to them. This is so insane. You know, we've reached a new level of insanity in this country where you're calling people McCarthyites because they're standing up for what has already been proven in courtrooms across the country. This is insane. McCarthyism was a big lie to begin with. It was all fabricated. He waved around his big list of supposed communists, which was pure bullshit. And it was absolutely built on a lie, and it was designed just to fool people and to trick them into voting for Republicans. That's all it was.
That's all politicians seem to have a good handle on in the last so many years is lying. But here's
lying.
The thing. On Monday, I thought I'd drop my chin. I really did. I mean, to sit and watch, because, you know, we all had to find out how he was going to act in front of that, the president of Russia. Oh, my God, did Hillary Clinton get it right? What a puppet he is. I was freaking stunned. He threw the United States of America under the bus. Under the damn bus. Our intel, our government, our politicians.
Our DOJ.
And what he did to NATO, what he did at NATO, the sooner this son of a bitch is out of office and the rest of his cronies in the Senate and the House.
We got to do a big house cleaning.
This is the election that's already going around on Twitter. It's a meme and all that, but it's really the truth. This is the election of our lifetime.
It is.
It really is. There's just nowhere else to go with this.
We've been bamboozled by these lying conservatives for way too long. Ever since the days of Reagan, when they first came to power, and grabbed the Senate way back then, and since then it's gotten bigger and worse than ever before, and we've got to put an end to it right now. We have a golden opportunity this November to vote these bastards out once and for all.
Well, there's a lot of them on the blue side of the carpet too, honey. I mean,
oh, I know. There's the Democrats are not blameless at all.
None at all. And there are a couple of Republicans in there that are fighting to be conservative yet be true to the country and true to the constituency. Very few. But there are those who are. You really have to look at things for what they are. You really can't rely on the commercials you see on the television for somebody.
Commercials are lies anyway.
Yeah, I mean, like down here in Florida, we got Bob Graham's daughter running for government. She's nothing but a corporate Dem. She's an apartheid. And she
they're terrible.
Is running for governor, and she's got all this money to put these slick commercials on television. We need our Parkland kids back to start coming down here and banging a drum for the right kind of. We've got, now I forget his name. We got several people running for governor, and there's two Democrats other than Gwen Graham that are running, and one is a Jewish gentleman who's out of the school boards and all of that, who looks like a real good pick, but I don't know yet. You just simply can't, and they're already Russian bots running Facebook again. All over.
Yeah, unbelievable. You know, H.G. Wells, the famous English writer and socialist, mind you, who wrote many great books over the years, a lot of them science fiction, summed it up best when he said, "Advertising is legalized lying." That's exactly what he said, and that's a great quote, and it's very true.
You know, there are some candidates out there who are really trying to do their best. You did hear about what happened out in California with Dianne Feinstein, right?
Mm-hmm.
Her party in the state gave her a vote of no confidence. They are trying to force her into a runoff primary with the other Democrat candidate for her seat. There's a lot of that going on. There's how many women that are in races now coming up that are progressive?
A record number.
So it's really.
And you know what
really,
this? You know what this all signals? That Putin is he's delighted at what's happening here. He wants to sow discord.
Yeah.
All throughout all the democracies, not just the U.S., Western Europe, anywhere there's democracy. The man hates democracy. He wants authoritarian rule, just like Trump does. And, you know, Putin is laughing back in the background there, and he's a very evil man, and I don't give a shit who calls me whatever name they want to call me for saying that. It's a fact, buddy. That's all there is to it.
Well, you know, here's the thing. It's a fact that the GRU has its own unit of cyber hackers who work on elections all over the place and in throwing monkey wrenches into democracies in the West. And they don't just stick to those either. They have a lot of places they're doing it. There's also he's not known for being a really fair individual when it comes to any kind of election or anything. He's either assassinated or outright murdered how many different opponents? He's done the same with the press that prints anything in his country that resembles accountability for him and what he's doing with all his oligarch buddies. The thing that impresses him the most, that he wants the most, is not so much the disruption of the democracies. It's the disruption of their unity and their ability to put these sanctions against this country so that because he and the oligarchs have tied their resources up so much that the country suffers economically under great strain. And I've heard a lot of people say, "Oh, bullshit, Russia's doing great, la la la."
Oh. Are they? They're stuck in a phone booth somewhere. That's insane.
And you know, the guy annexed Crimea. He has no right being there. He would take Ukraine if he could, and with the way things are going,
He just might try. We'll see.
Yeah, he might just try because he figures, you know, the great military
Trump will
presence.
Just look the other way.
Yeah, the United States isn't going to do anything to stop him.
And you know what's at the root of all this, Gwen, which is so perverse and so insane? The guy is operating out of a severe case of envy toward the U.S. and the way the U.S. has won the Cold War and relegated Russia into something that he doesn't want it to be, third-rate nation. He hates that. He wants to be known as an equal to the U.S. just because of his nuclear weapons that he possesses. And you know what? That's insane for a guy to be operating like that and to sow discord everywhere he can go just so that Russia can emerge victorious. That is perverse.
Well, I think it's really based solely, you know, there's an old saying that just keeps popping up. It's resource. It's follow the money, follow the money, follow the money. That's the big thing with patriarchy.
Oh, yeah.
We've come to the point now, and with the rollback on the EPA restrictions and all of what Trump is doing while he's in the White House, he's basically setting the clock for, you know, the extinction of the species and not just all life on the planet, really.
On that one too, the large power industries, companies here in the country, like I'll give an example of Duke Energy of North Carolina and the southern states.
Yeah.
All in a collective voice, all these generators in a collective voice said, no, just go ahead and keep the EPA rules on our emissions coming out of our generator plant. We've already spent the money cleaning it up. Go ahead and keep it. We're not going to take our equipment out because you have degraded the air quality. It's already spent. It's already there. We're going to keep it. So don't change it. That was an official rule from the power generators like Duke Energy, like American Electrical Power, and on, telling the EPA, stop it. Just leave it as it is. We've already spent the money. It's working.
This is for the coal mining that still goes on and the petroleum industry, basically.
Well, coal mining is not cost-effective. The most expensive form of generating electricity is, number one, nuclear. Exelon, which is a company, is divesting themselves of nuclear power. And matter of fact, they just bought Pepco, which contains Southern Jersey, Delmarva Power in Southern Maryland. They're divesting themselves of nuclear energy because it's no longer cost-effective. Capitalism works. It's too expensive to generate nuclear. Second form of generating electricity is coal. You're digging the coal out of the ground, strip mining, removing a mountaintop. You're hauling it by train to the generator where they're burning it, and then you have to treat the fly ash and find some area to dump the fly ash to store it. Again, not cost-effective any longer. The wind energy, the photovoltaics, and right now the segue, is the natural gas. You sink the well where your natural gas is. It comes straight up. There's no transportation cost in it. They go ahead and burn it. It burns cleaner. It's a cleaner. It has low sulfur aspects, and it is the third cheapest means generating electricity. This is where everybody is going.
They should be.
Wind in Oklahoma will be the second largest wind power generators, windmills, in the panhandle of Oklahoma, which will supply electricity to Oklahoma, Texas, and Louisiana. The largest wind farm in the world is in China. So when people say, you know, oh, look, China's burning, there he works. No. China is divesting themselves of coal 5 years ago and going heavily with wind and photovoltaic. They know
about
the future.
They are doing that. But about China, they're still using a lot of coal. They're still using a lot of pollutants bearing energy resources. I know because my partner.
You know they have to clean them up.
Last year,
their air
and he
is horrendous. They know they got to clean it up.
He sent me pictures of Beijing and a few other cities in China. He said this would scare the hell out of you. He had to walk around with a mask on. It's bad over there. It's bad.
But they know they're cleaning it up. See, this is where they're going. They did have over 2,000 coal burning power plants planned to be constructed to supply electricity to the whole nation of China. They scrapped that idea and went all with wind and photovoltaics. So they took coal burning off the plant, 2,000 generating plants. They took it off the table, went all with wind and photovoltaics. It's right now the cheapest panels. Solar photovoltaic panels is coming out of China. That's why Trump put a big tariff on it. But it's not because of cheap labor or subsidized. It's economy of scale. They're producing the hell out of them.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's either way, it's not going quick enough. And we're paying the price here for, you know, it's our children, you know, and our children's children who are paying the price for all of this lousy screwing around with it for the last so many years. And you have to wonder when people say, you know, we need to get rid of all of them. And the truth is that there isn't an ismocracy or ology that's really working right at this point, is there? There's corruption everywhere.
Let me give you some examples, Jim, if I may. Right now in Columbus, there are three Fortune 500 companies in the high-tech industry. You would know the names if I said it. I'm not allowed to divulge who they are, but they are the big Silicon Valley, California technologies that are moving to Columbus area here because, and it's in their stipulation of their agreement to move here, that they get their electricity, wind and photovoltaics, because that is the cheapest form of generating electricity. GM is getting ready to build a new assembly plant up in the northern part of Ohio, and again, in the agreement is they want all their electricity to come from the wind-powered windmills that are in the northwest of Ohio. Because it is the cheapest form, the photovoltaics and wind is the cheapest form of generating electricity. Henceforth, the electric costs are the most competitive, cheapest sources of purchasing your electric.
Well,
it works. It works and is commercially viable.
It is isn't happening quick enough, though, is it?
Well, you're not going to turn this big ship around on a dime, you know. And I can say there are a lot of companies, not only the Fortune 500 companies, but a lot of startup companies that are doing this. Matter of fact, in West Virginia, where they have the flat, you know, where they strip mined the tops of mountain off, so you got a big flat area, that's what they're installing on those big flat areas on the mountains of West Virginia, photovoltaics. You got this big flat area. It's, you know, what used to be the top of a mountain. The coal industry has realized that why dig coal when we've got this area here that's, you know, basically we can't use anymore. The coal's gone. So we're going to put up solar panels and sell directly to the grid. Even the coal industry's realized the future is in the photovoltaics and wind.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of investment going that way. So whatever, you know, when Trump and his allies and even the guy that he's getting ready, that they were stalling to replace Pruitt in the EPA, who's a coal man, I don't care what they say. Capitalism works, and it's not cost-effective to burn coal. The new sources that are working and proving themselves, even the coal industries are going to it.
Well, capitalism doesn't work for a corrupt government, I'll tell you that much. I want to ask you, Jack, if you will, to say very clearly to let people know how to find Saturday Afternoon Post, since you're
Yeah, I had I don't know why or how, but somehow I became locked out of my own blog site. So it's the Saturday Afternoon Post, and you can find it at www.jodell. That's JODELL 53. That's 53.com. www.jodell53.com. That's where you can. That's will lead you right to the current post. If you try using the old access route, which was Jack Jodell, what you'll end up with is a post from July 4th, and you won't be able to go ahead to anything new. So that's my new address. It's www.jodell53.com, and that'll get you right there.
Thank you. I'm glad you made that clear for everyone.
Yeah, thanks, Gwen, for reminding me. Yeah, you know, the whole thing is the left is fighting amongst itself, and that always leads to the triumph of the right. You people have got to get it in your skull right now. Stop fighting about petty shit. It may seem big in your mind, but it's petty. You've got to stay united to defeat these Trumpites and this current do-nothing, absolutely do-nothing Republican Party that is so corrupt, and the corrupt Democrats, too. You got to get it. We've got a clean house big time, and we have a great opportunity to do it this fall. So let's stop fighting and start uniting, and let's win.
Well, how do people do that, though, Jack?
Well, you don't take exception and blow holes in every little thing that people put up and accuse them of McCarthyism and all this other nonsense. That's destructive. That isn't even smart. That's just stupid. That's, you know, it confounds me that I just heard about this today. It's disgusting. I just can't believe it, but it's out there, and we got to resist it at all costs.
That's the thing. People bicker.
They make mountains out of molehills. They blow something up way bigger than it should be. And, you know, people have the right to express their opinion, provided that it's based on fact and that it isn't injurious. But if it is injurious and it isn't based on fact, then it needs to be called out. And the people who call it out should not be called names for it, especially names that are so inaccurate, like McCarthyite and all that nonsense. That's absolutely insane.
Well, it's baiting. It's baiting.
It is. And it makes you wonder about the actual motives of the people that are saying this stuff. Are they really with us on the left here? Do they really want positive change, or are they just laying in the weeds trying to make things easier for Trump or Putin or all those other despots? You know, what is their goal? What is their goal? Let's see somebody come out that calls people McCarthyites, and let's see what their goal is. Let's hear it.
Let me interject here real quick, because I've heard this, with the, like, for instance, wind power. Let me go back to that real quick. Is there's a movement, those windmill blades are killing eagles, they're flying into it, and they're being struck by the thing. Those things turn so slow. Basically, if I on the right want to destroy something progressive, I present myself as being progressive and then speak out against it. Oh, these windmills are killing birds. Your viewpoints are McCarthyism stuff. Basically, it is the typical military tactic. It's a typical business tactic. Spread disinformation about your opponent. Try to get wise, be extreme, everything. Get it attached to, the movement you're trying to destroy. Presenting yourself as being progressive, being far left. But really what it is it's, I'm sure it's a lot of right-wing voices who are posing as left, as progressives, and spreading disinformation, calling, like I said, I'm sure it was somebody, an alternate right who came up and was calling Gwen McCarthyism.
Yeah, insane.
Well, let me be really clear. It wasn't me who was called McCarthyite. It was anyone who thinks like I do, you know, that it's all Russiagate. That's the term that a lot of people use, that it's Russiagate. And the thing is that, I mean, you know, in this country, there's due process of the law. And the due process of the law is the Mueller investigation. It's not
right.
a conspiracy. It's right. the FBI gathering the evidence that's been pointed to not only by the FBI investigators, but by CIA intelligence and NSA intelligence. And then, you know, you bring up the Christopher Steele document. And basically, a great deal of what he proposed in that document has been followed up on with FBI investigation that has provided evidence, that has brought down warrants, that have brought down indictments. So, you know, all the spin that goes on, I mean, on the one hand, you got the bullshit spin that's going on by the Republicans consistently, and a few Democrats. And then you've got the uber left side that's going, you know, what a bunch of crap. WikiLeaks only wants to give us the information so we know what's going, you know. And when WikiLeaks was part of the system that worked to dump the information at specific times in
mm-hmm.
order to affect electoral outcome.
It was coordinated.
Yeah, it was actually.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't see an organization like Wiki being, I first of all, I think that Edward Snowden was a hero. He really wanted to get information out there as a whistleblower that needed to go out. Do not think that Edward Snowden was the wrong guy, you know. I just, and neither do I think Chelsea
Manning.
I do not think that Chelsea Manning was wrong either. She was a whistleblower. I think that Manning and Snowden, especially about the only people that were straight up with them was, I have to say, and it's somebody I don't agree with a lot of time, his opining is Glenn Greenwald. But he was honest and he was straightforward in putting their information across. And in that, they did a good job. They did a good service for the community. But to take it further, and to make it into, which Greenwald seems to do a lot of times, it's all big conspiracy, you know, there's nothing to the Russiagate thing. Well, the son of a bitch is over there using gas or deadly nerve compounds that are Russian, that are being, I can't say Mr. Putin did it, but certainly, evidentially.
Well, it didn't come out of nowhere.
Right, and I don't think
I'm sure he had
much,
a hand in it.
Yeah, I don't think there's much that escapes Mr. Putin's notice. He's a very brilliant guy. He really is. He's a very brilliant guy. He's got all burners running. He's been indoctrinated into the politics since he was a kid. They put him into picked him out and put him into training in grade school, for crying out loud.
And for Christ's sake, he was a KGB operative, for God's sakes. That you know, you don't just walk in there and apply for the job and next thing you know, you're sitting at a desk. No, that's not the way it works. You have to have a talent. You're cultivated. You're bred. You're bred is what you are.
Well, the thing is that I wouldn't necessarily put everything against every KGB agent either. They were people working for their country as we were for ours. And let's face it, our CIA operatives, many of them did things just as ugly because our government. Adam, do it. Nobody's without fault, man. I wouldn't go picking out on those intel agencies, as it were. Do I think it's morally reprehensible? Yes, I do. Do I want governments that do not behave like that? Yes, sure would like to. But that's not the reality we're working in. And if we're going to work towards a better, more progressive, more open and honest, and a more matrilineal leadership, then all this goddamn patriarchy and resource gouging and profiteering and mine's bigger than yours, BS. I mean, did you see the way Trump was standing next to Putin on that dais the other day? And what a, it was like he was cowering to him.
He was almost groveling. It's just unbelievable.
And
he's so
language.
Deferential to him. My next post is going to be on that. It's just disgusting, man. The guy is just groveling. He's a marionette puppet at the being led and bred by Putin.
It's true, and he is, as Hillary said, Putin's puppet. But what does Hillary know that we don't know? It's what I'm wondering. It's what does she know that we don't know? And what do people in the around, you know, Obama's NSA table that left with him, what do those folks know? What does Intel really know that isn't being put on the table for whatever reason? Because a lot of times that happens. They know stuff that's even worse, much
worse. Well, sometimes they don't want to reveal stuff because it may endanger the lives of operatives they have working undercover somewhere, and that I can understand, but I sure wish there was a little more transparency, which would help us to better understand really what the hell is going on, because it's so mysterious right now.
Well, I agree with you, but I just wonder what the heck is up. What is going on that... Because everybody's asking it now. What does Putin have on Trump? I have a good friend who's actually worked for Trump in this last election and stuff, just because of what she does. But she's a very intuitive and smart cookie, and she's kept her eye on things because she used to work also in the real estate market down here, and she says, this SOB, and a lot of people in New York City in the business world know this, too. Trump has been laundering money for Russians for a long time.
Oh, for a long time, yeah. That's why he won't release his tax returns.
Yeah, yeah.
This bullshit about him being under a constant audit, that's a bunch of malarkey. That is bullshit from the word go. He should have released his tax returns a long time ago, and this audit nonsense is absolute bullshit.
There is a school of thought that before the Mueller investigation is over, they're going to have to bring those taxes to the table.
Let's hope so.
Well, and here's the other thing, too. The day before the meeting in Helsinki, 12 new indictments were laid on the table, all of them Russian military, practically, all with direct connections to Putin. And then Trump goes over there and just throws everyone under the bus.
Yeah.
Well,
Gwen, this isn't people's imagination speaking here. You've got widespread across every area of the political spectrum. You have widespread agreement, for once, that Trump is kowtowing to Putin. Nobody knows the exact reason. Everybody's got their theory. But it is a fact that wide agreement exists right now between left, right, center, independent, you name it, that Trump is kowtowing to Putin, and no one knows why. That's the big key.
Well, yeah, but on the same breath, these guys on the other side of their faces say, oh, well, he apologized. It's all okay.
They say what?
He straightened it out. He straightened it all out the next day. It's all okay now with the Republicans.
Oh.
I mean, these bastards too.
That's the height of, that's the epitome of naive. That is stupid.
And then there's this mega intel and security conference going on in Colorado.
Right.
And Andrea Mitchell is on the floor interviewing Dan Coats, the head of NSA. By the way, it's just been tweeted live from the White House that Putin will be joining the president at the White House in November.
And here's Dan Coats, completely unaware. Trump didn't even bother talking to him. This guy is reckless, and he's dangerous. He's bad. He's bad any way you look at it.
Well, that he is. But, I mean, on one hand, it really is becoming like a running joke in D.C. that, you know, this is what you got. This is what you paid for. This is what
God
you got.
God help us. Yeah, what a disgrace.
And it's not everybody who voted for Trump.
No.
Is still supporting him at all. I know one really, really miraculous what the fuck with him by a Republican. Just went, oh, well, this is just too much, you know. but you can't understand how so many people, I've heard folks say, well, my neighbors are, you know, Trump voters, but they're nice people. They're kind people.
We're not attacking Trump people or Trump voters. We're attacking the notion of Trump supposedly leading this country when all he's doing is selling it down the river for his own profit. That's exactly what's happening, and it's disgusting. And look, everybody's forgotten all about the poor immigrant children. They're being separated from their families. They're from their parents, for God's sake. Being held here, for Christ's sake. This has been a big distraction that Trump's put up just so that we'd forget all about that. But I haven't forgotten about it.
Well, they've got 3 days, according to the Supreme Court, to get
They'll
that
never
fixed.
Make it.
No, they won't. And it's like they don't even give a damn. They don't even care.
They don't care.
Care.
They never cared from day one.
No, not a bit.
This guy has got to go, and his enablers have got to go, too. They've got to be thrown out of Washington.
Every
corrosive.
Day it's something new. But here's the thing. If we can get a new slew of Democrats, who hopefully are more
less
progressive
corporatized
and more sincere in working for their constituency in the country, and we can, you know, jerk a couple of those seats. Then the thing that comes up is, when are you guys going to impeach this son of a bitch? You know?
Yeah. Right. Yep.
I mean,
it's
got to
happen.
It really, this is way too much.
Well, you won't have it with guys like Devin Nunez in charge of committees in Congress. That guy is he's such a piece of shit. I can't stand that man. He's disgusting.
Well, nobody can, because he's obviously been, but then again, so are most of the Republicans. And Marco Rubio tries to keep himself looking shiny and clean, but I got to tell you what, it's like you just said, we're not after Trump voters or anything. No, I wouldn't be. I wish everyone well and safety. However, as far as asking me what do I think of their character, them being kind, nice people, if they're voting and supporting Trump, they're racist.
Yeah, well, a lot of them are. That's true. Not all of them, but a lot of them are. A significant number of them are, and that's bad.
There's no excuse. Excuses were made for people who said Hitler would bring unity to Germany. There's no excuse.
Yeah.
You can't say, oh, well, they're kind and they're nice neighbors. Those are the same kind, nice neighbors that will turn their back on you when the little troglodyte trumpets will come and pick you up and, like me, put me in some kind of concentration camp.
Right, yeah,
I mean,
it's insane.
You've got to
And we're not being crazy conspirators talking this way. It's a very real possibility, and that's being a responsible citizen to see a danger and to rise up against it and to act accordingly. That's all you can do. That's the epitome of being responsible.
Yeah, I agree with you, Jack. But how many folks are just sort of sitting it out going, what the hell, and not grabbing onto it? The thing is that people have to learn that this next election, they have to really pay attention, and they really have to.
A lot of people don't. That's the problem. We're so blinded by entertainment, we're awash in entertainment, that we don't even bother to look at reality, and that's a real bad thing about this country.
And did you see where it came out in the New York Times? I think it was on Wednesday evening, where all the national security guys have said, yes, this is true, too, that all of evidence, all of the prima facie evidence that is now being used by Mueller to make indictments, to go about his investigations, was given to then-elect, President-elect Trump. He knew
Two weeks before he was inaugurated.
He knew all along about that.
Well, that shows you what a scoundrel he is. He's thoroughly despicable, and he needs to be removed from office as soon as possible. And I can't wait for that day to happen.
Well, I really don't think it's about him being afraid of them saying he...
No, he's trying to hide his money laundering. He's trying to get a hotel built in Moscow. The guy has all kinds of devious aspects of what he's really doing under the table, just for himself, for his own profit.
I agree. It's not about whether or not he won the election fair and square or anything like that. It's about his position, because he could give a rat's ass about America.
He does
not care.
All he cares about is his profit, period.
And that he doesn't have to give any of it up by being arrested in this country and us slamming his funds into the freeze, which I am hoping against hope is going to happen.
Oh, chump, there's a rock pile with your name on it. I just hope you can get to it.
If they freeze his assets, then that's glory.
That'd be awesome. Wouldn't that be something? Well, we can always dream.
it's possible if his funds are predicated on illegal transactions and money procurement. It's possible they could freeze his funds and put him under indictment for money laundering.
That'd be wonderful, but it'll only happen with a Democratic majority, or a non-current Republican majority. Let me put it that way, a non-corporatist majority.
I don't know. Mr. Mueller's still investigating, and he's got to get that investigation on the table before the election.
Yeah, I agree. But he's done a great job, you know, in spite of constant attacks on him and his investigation. He's done a great job, and he hasn't been out grabbing headlines for himself. No, he's been absolutely wonderful.
Well, he'll be absolutely wonderful in my book if he brings down enough indictments and he gets the people at group court, and he doesn't.
Provided he's not short circuited in the meantime, and so far he's been immune to that, thank God. But you never know; these guys are wily and they're scheming and they're always trying to circumvent stuff. And let's hope he is immune to that. Let's hope he can resist that.
Oh, I mean, all you got to do is look at Mitch McConnell to understand that.
Oh, what a toady!
He really is a certain kind of a bastard. He really is.
He's really vile.
It's unbelievable. I have to mute the sound on my television whenever he or Trump comes on, because I cannot handle listening to him.
It's broadcast diarrhea is all it is.
Then this week on it's a woman's show, they say. It's called The View on ABC.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what?
Yeah, Whoopi got in a big argument with some Trumpist the other day.
The judge, Jeanine Pirro.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Who's an ardent Trumpette. And
that was
a
surprise.
Yeah, and she said, okay, that's it. You're out. You're gone. You're bye.
Yeah, right. No, that was great. I saw that. I think I saw that on Rachel.
Yeah, it's just there's nothing these folks don't do. I mean, to prop up this lunatic. I mean, there's nothing.
It is corruption is rampant.
Yeah, we must have lost Wayne.
No.
I think he's as flabbergasted as we are. I think it took the breath right out of him.
No. I was listening. I'm just sitting here. It's all good stuff. I mean, you know, what can I add? But you're nailing it.
Yeah.
Trump, many of his administration have all been compromised. The corporations have paid to get their stooges in there to bastardize our environmental laws, to bastardize. You know, we're going to have big tax cuts. No, you're going to get a big tax cut. The working middle class is going to get a big, large trillion-dollar deficit a year that is going to have to be paid back for 3, 4, 5 generations. Meanwhile, the Koch brothers and the chains of the – oh, and the other good thing is a lot of those tax breaks with the upper management of a CEO of Fortune 500 companies are buying back their own stock. That's the only thing topping up the stock market right now because of the
– it's built
when
on an illusion.
Stock, it, you know, makes a limitation and making it that much more valuable. And, of course, where's the CEOs and the upper management, CFOs, get their bonuses from? The performance of the stock. The stocks are high because of they have taken stocks off the market and – you know, there's no value added. Nobody's coming out with a new iPhone or anything like that. It's all it'd be just like manipulating the penny stocks.
Yeah, it's just insane. It defies logic, really.
And when it crashes, the middle class is going to have to pay the bill to get our country back on track. Just like that, at the end of the Bush and Cheney administration, with the greed of the bankers, destroyed the global economy.
That's right.
Good
point.
It's the standard operating Republican playbook because that's the way it's always been since I'm a young adult. The Republicans come in and fuck the economy up real big and take pleasure in reducing taxes on the wealthy and the public support and suffers, and then Democrats come in and rebuild the economy and rebuild the safeguards in our system. And the Republicans come in and tear it all down
again. Yep.
By the way, go into wars.
The first 2 years when they had a Democratic control with Obama and the Democratic Congress and Senate, they made laws
Dodd-Frank.
Once they null and voided the Glass-Steagall Act, the Obama administration, the first 2 years, put rules and regulations back on the banking industry. Well, guess what?
They've all been repealed.
It's all been repealed.
Yep, all been circumvented.
When they destroyed the economy in 2008.
Yep. Well, memories are short, way too short, and that was only 10 years ago, guys. Christ almighty, it's just amazing the amount of negative change we've seen in that time period. You know, it's just we've got to get some common sense and get back on track here because our country's being absolutely frittered away needlessly just for profit, and it's just disgusting, and it's going to have horrible repercussions. We're going to have a crash we won't be able to crawl out of, man. You wait and see.
So I have a question. question for you, Jack. Do you think Obama's going to get on the trail here and he's going to start talking about this stuff, or is he going to stay in the backwoods on these issues?
Well, he's already been out campaigning a little bit, and I expect him to be doing more as we get closer to the fall, and I hope he will. You know, I know Michelle Obama's been very active registering new voters and stuff, and that's great.
Yeah. But
every little bit helps.
Yeah, but he doesn't. People listen to him, and he hasn't said much about all of the corruption and everything that's gone on with the present administration. And
yeah,
I
that's a shame.
I do not think that Trump deserves any kind of Passover like presidents do for one another.
He certainly hasn't allowed that for Obama. He's constantly berating him, blaming everything on him that he doesn't even deserve blame for. God almighty, I've never seen anything like it.
Yeah, I'm sure he blames
pretty
Obama
pathetic.
For the invasion. Yeah, I did.
Well, all I can say is, people, we're getting to the end of the hour here. We have got to make sure that we keep pushing forward. We've got to do it on a unified basis. We've got to resist. We've got to participate. We've got to get involved. We've got to stay aware and be active and do all the good things we need to do. But most of all, we need to vote this November. And get your friends out that haven't registered. Make sure everybody is registered of like mind so that we can get rid of this absolute mediocre mess that's absolutely making an absolute disgusting mess out of Washington. And restore our government to our own power. God almighty, it's been taken away from us, man. People should be up in arms, but they're not. They've got to get that way.
I agree.
Yeah.
Next week, 6 o'clock, same time, same bat channel. we'll be back with the Sunday show, and Wayne Johnson and Jack Jodell and myself and whatever guests we have lined up. Thank you for listening. And anybody got anything else to say tonight before we go off?
Jack, go ahead, take it, friend.
Keep pushing forward, everybody. We can't go backward. We've been going backward way too long. Keep pushing forward.
And for me, I guess my message to everybody is make sure you're registered. Double check the fact that if you did not vote 2 years ago, that your name has not been removed from the voting rolls, as the Republicans are now doing, and the Supreme Court has upheld it, especially here in Ohio. Make sure you're registered so you can vote. Get out and vote, because it's your voice, it's your country, and the working middle class is being destroyed by this current administration.
We can restore it. Let's do it.
Exactly.
Thank
folks,
you,
good
gentlemen.
Night all.
Thanks. Thank you, gentlemen. And this has been the Sunday show on Here Be Monsters Radio. Be sure to tune in tomorrow night for Come Now, Don't Sulk with Sybil Brunchen. You laugh. We need. So tune in to Mummy. She has a lot to make us laugh about and a lot of poignant things to say. So good night and good luck.